Processing Bristol Bay's annual salmon harvest takes the blistering effort of thousands of employees working at about a dozen major companies. Deborah Kelly, the Labor Standards and Safety Director for Alaska's Department of Labor and Workforce Development, says seafood processing is what her division considers an emphasis industry.
Because of the hazardous nature of the work, the short seasons, long working hours, and transient workforce, we do try to emphasize our enforcement inspections and also our consultation services to assist employers to keep their workers safe and healthy.
Many of Bristol Bay's processing companies had workforce problems at their plants this summer. The run came in much larger than expected, and as the fleet hauled in huge catches day after day, the demands on the processors to keep up were high, and the labor force was stretched thin. Still, only one company has so far caught the state's attention.
We sent an investigator out to inspect the complaint items, inspect the workforce, and look for hazards to employees there at Silver Bay Seafoods in Naknek.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker was personally made aware that employees from Puerto Rico had gone home from Silver Bay Seafoods with some serious complaints and allegations. The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello Navarez, delivered a letter with his concerns to Walker at a governor's conference in Rhode Island earlier this month. Puerto Rico's largest newspaper, El Nuevo Dia, published an exclusive accounting of three Puerto Rican employees who returned from Naknek, saying they had been mentally terrorized and physically abused. Their allegations tend towards the outrageous, suggesting the company housed employees in ghettos based on ethnicity and had armed guards monitoring their movements. The three unnamed former workers interviewed by the newspaper also say that the long hours, poor food, and cramped quarters were not what they were expecting. Roy White from Naknek worked at Silver Bay for several weeks this season and also left on bad terms.
The working conditions are horrible. I mean, they're 16 hours straight, 7 days a week, 16 hours straight. They give us just 5 minutes, a 5 minute break, and then you're right back in there putting your green gear on.
White also said the food served to employees was worse than he'd seen at other processing plants he'd worked at. While he did not corroborate the wilder claims made by the three Puerto Rican employees, White did say that the workload and conditions were not what he'd been led to believe when he signed on.
No, because the description on the computer was way different than what they told us and what was actually how it is.
White and his girlfriend say they both sought treatment for minor work-related injuries, then quit working at Silver Bay Seafoods. He says he will not be reapplying anytime soon.
People are the lowest thing on that list in that whole business. We are expendable.
According to El Nuevo Dia, the matter has been brought to the attention of government authorities in both the U.S. and Puerto Rico. It's unclear what other investigations may be underway, but Director Kelly says the state's OSHA investigation could take a few weeks to 6 months to wrap up.
Once the investigation is complete, we will inform the complainant, of course, of what we have found. And at the time when everything is final, the case and all the information within becomes public record.
If the state finds that Silver Bay Seafoods violated safety and health standards in the workplace, they could face fines of tens of thousands of dollars per violation. Kelly said she could not comment yet as to the merit of the complaints being investigated, and Silver Bay Seafoods CEO Rich Riggs refused several requests for comment this week. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.